This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, the Army Chief said India does not approve of any activities in the Shaksgam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson comment on Shaksgam Valley. The Army Chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Shaksgam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued this statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The Army Chief said the situation along the line of actual control or LAC with China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. On Operation Sindoor, General Dwivedi said it was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. General Dwivedi said since 10th of May, the situation along the Western Front and Jammu and Kashmir remains sensitive but firmly under control. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India approaches its BRICS chairship with a humanity first and a people-centric approach. The minister was speaking at the launch of logo, theme and website for the BRICS summit in New Delhi yesterday.
India approaches its chairship with a humanity first and a people-centric approach. Inspired by the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our chairship theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, reflects our belief that cooperation among BRICS members can help address shared challenges in a balanced and in an inclusive manner.
India and France have emphasized the importance of closer cooperation to address challenges in the global security environment, with the aim of advancing peace and stability. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Emmanuel Bon, diplomatic advisor to the French president, yesterday co-chaired the 38th India-France Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi. During the dialogue, both sides reiterated their commitment to the strategic partnership. The two sides reviewed preparations for the forthcoming visit of French President Emmanuel Macron to India. Mr. Bon also called on Prime Minister Modi and met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the 10th Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi today. Armed Forces Veterans Day is commemorated on the 14th of January every year to honour the legacy and service of Field Marshal K.M. Kariappa, OBE, the first Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army who retired on this day in 1953. Four United Kingdom parliamentarians have expressed serious concerns over the ban on widely supported political parties under the Mohammad Yunus-led interim government in Bangladesh ahead of the general elections scheduled to be held next month. In a joint statement, the four British lawmakers have called for general elections in Bangladesh to be inclusive, saying no vote can be considered as democratic without the participation of all major political parties. The four members of the UK's House of Commons are Bob Blackman, Jim Shannon, Jas Athwal, and Chris Law. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated with traditional bonfire rituals across North India yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Modi extended greetings to the people on the occasion. And Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla yesterday met parliamentary delegations from South Africa and Grenada who are in India on the occasion of the 28th Commonwealth Speakers and Presiding Officers Conference in New Delhi. On the occasion, the delegation celebrated Lohri with Lok Sabha Speaker and observed the custom of fire worship. And the Met Department has forecast a dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh and West UP today. Weather agency has said that dense fog will prevail over Bihar, East UP, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.